ليشهدوا منافع لهم ويذكروا اسم الله في أيام معلومات على ما رزقهم من
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون. هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو على كل شيء قدير. والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد, dear respected brothers and sisters, in this episode we are going to talk about the virtues of one of the greatest days of the whole year. In fact, it might be the greatest day of the whole year. We are going to talk about the day of Arafah. The day of Arafah is the ninth day of Dhul-Hijjah. We know that the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Hajj Arafah. Al-Hajj is in fact Arafah. Arafah means staying in Arafah on that day in the place of Arafah. The Prophet ﷺ in Hadith Ibn Umar said that there is no day in which Allah Jalla wa Ala forgives sins like the day of Arafah. And also in the other riwayah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wasallam said, "Khayru ad-du'a," the best of du'a is the du'a of the day of Arafah. And then he said, "The best of what I said is what we say in Arafah, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahu al-mulk wa lahu al-hamd. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Now, some scholars say that this hadith is talking about Arafah for the people who are in Hajj. Some other scholars say, even if we say that this dua, this hadith is talking about the people doing Hajj and the people staying in Arafah for Hajj, that does not mean that the reward of Arafah is limited to those people. In fact, it means that the day of Arafah is a very virtuous day in general for everyone, for the people who are going for Hajj and for the people who did not have the chance to go for Hajj. And who knows? Allah Jalla wa Ala expands. Allah Jalla wa Ala takes three people by preparing one arrow fi sabilillah, takes them to Jannah. So the reward of Allah Jalla wa Ala, the favors of Allah Jalla wa Ala are immense. And hence, we should put an effort to make use of that particular day, even if we are not going to go, even if we are not going for Hajj, the day of Arafah. All of us know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to fast the day of Arafah. We know Hadith Abi Qutada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked him about fasting in general. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, fasting 3 days is like fasting the whole year. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, fasting the day of Arafah, ahtasibu ala Allah an yukaffirat sanat al-madiyah wa sanat al-mustaqbilah. Fasting the day of Arafah, my hope in Allah, that Allah Jalla wa Ala forgives the sins of the previous year and the sins of the coming year. Means by fasting the day of Arafah, Allah Jalla wa Ala forgives the sins of 2 years. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in that hadith, fasting the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, is like fasting it forgives the sins of one previous year. So fasting the day of Arafah forgives those sins, the sins of 2 years. Some scholars say that the forgiveness here is limited to the minor sins. Some other scholars said, yes, but maybe Allah Jalla wa Ala can forgive other sins as well. Anyway, let us just fast hoping to get the reward of fasting. Let us fast hoping that our sins, the previous year and the coming year, will be forgiven. And as well, Let us remember that that day in particular is a very virtuous day, and Allah Jalla wa Ala descends in that day to the people of Arafah, and He is telling the Malaika, He is telling the angels, look at my slaves, they came from every single corner of the whole globe. So that day is a very virtuous day for everyone. Now, let us also remember that on this particular day, we start the takbir muqayyad, the conditional restricted takbir. In the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, we do the general unrestricted, unconditional takbir. And if we are not going for Hajj, we start from the day of Arafah to do the particular conditional restricted takbir, which is the takbir after the salawat. After the salawat mafruḍa, the obligatory salawat when we do them in congregation. So we start immediately after the Fajr, and then Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and this kind of takbir continues all the way until 13th of Dhul Hijjah. Also, I would like to mention one important ruling, that if Arafah happens to be on Saturday, then you need to still to fast that. Don't think that there is a prohibition in fasting Saturday only. There is a hadith that the Prophet ﷺ disliked fasting Saturday or prohibited people from fasting Saturday. Although some scholars or few scholars believe that this hadith is authentic, yet the vast majority of scholars don't believe that this hadith is authentic. They believe that it is weak, and hence very few scholars believe that you should not fast Saturday. So if Arafah happens to be on Saturday, don't miss that chance. Fast Saturday. If Arafah happened to be on Friday, then just to put yourself on the safe side, fast Friday and fast one day before that, because the Prophet ﷺ prohibited us from fasting the day of Jumu'ah alone. But you can add one day to Jumu'ah, either fasting the day after Jumu'ah or fasting the day before Jumu'ah. But if Arafah happens to be on Friday, we can't fast one day after Jumu'ah, because that is the day, that will be the day of Eid. So we should fast Thursday and Friday. Let us also remember, brothers and sisters, that if we fast during the day of Arafah, let us not think that the only thing we can do during the day of Arafah is fasting. Many people, when it comes to the day of Arafah, they just fast and they don't do other deeds. We mentioned the takbir. Also, we mentioned in previous episodes the sadaqah. It can be done at any point of time. We mentioned that we have rights that we have to give for others. We have to give them their rights. Many other people have rights over us. Our neighbors have rights over us. And our relatives have rights over us. People in general have rights over us. Let us take that day as an opportunity to reconcile our relationship with our neighbors, to reconcile our relationship with our relatives whom we have cut or shunned off long time ago. Let us make sure that this day is a day where we are changing ourselves to the best, to be better people in general, to acquire high grades in Jannah. Brothers and sisters, if this day or the day of Arafah is a very virtuous day, then it should be a special day in our life. Unfortunately, many people, when it comes to the day of Arafah, they fast and they put much attention to prepare for the Eid tomorrow, which is the first day of Eid al-Adha. That is wrong. The preparation for Eid should not take that much time and should not stop you from focusing on the ibadat on that particular day, which is the day of Arafah. Brothers and sisters, let us remember that we can still read Quran. Many people, they abandon Quran for a long time. the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah come and they don't think that reading Quran during these 10 days is a very highly recommended act. They just read Quran maybe during the month of Ramadan, and outside the month of Ramadan they don't read the Quran. Let us remember that the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith, in the authentic hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari, that الصيام والقرآن يشفعان للعبد. So there is a link between the Siyam and the Qur'an, that both الصيام and the recitation of the Qur'an and the Qur'an in general, both of them intercede for the person. The Siyam will say, I stopped this person from eating, and the Qur'an says, I stopped this person from going to bed. So they intercede. Hence, let us take the day of Arafah and fasting during that day, a reminder for us of what we used to do during the month of Ramadan, where we used to increase our recitation of the Quran, where we used to increase our sadaqah, where we used to try to better ourselves and link ourselves and attach ourselves more to Allah Jalla wa Ala. This should be a special day in our life. The best day of the whole year, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, is the dua, is the day of Arafah. And finally, brothers and sisters, let us not forget dua. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, nothing more honored than dua, or nothing Allah jalla wa ala honors more than he honors dua. ليس شيء اكرم على الله من الدعاء. And Allah Jalla wa Ala loves when he Jalla wa Ala hears us begging him and making dua. Let us make use of that special day, the day of Arafah. Jazakum Allahu khayra, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك.